Now, before 4 days of refrigeration, where do people keep their milk and butter?
It just keep them in the coolest place it can get. Some of them, the old people back in the country, put them down by the well or something like that.
Yeah.
Back in the country, put them by little streams.
Yeah, stream.
Yeah, stream of water. But some friends that I work with used to tell me that's how they did it back in where they live.
Yeah. Did you ever call that a dairy? That stream where?
No, it's a regular old stream.
Okay.
They had a place fixed where they could put it.
All right. Well, what when you hear the word dairy, what does it mean to you?
Well, it's milk. Where they make, you know, get the milk. A lot of cows being milked.
Okay, so a farm where
commercial type
you have milk is a farm where you get milk is a.
Well, I mean. No, it's just dairy farms. If it's commercial, you know.
Okay.
Like you see, that's all they have: big feed lots, feed places for them.
Okay.
And they don't get out a whole lot like you see these old days. Like when the milk cow, they just turn them loose.
Yeah.
These big dairy cows, you know, they got special feed for them and plenty of water for them, and they don't do much getting out.
No, not any hardly.
That's right.
What did you call it? Now, did you have a place where you could let all animals get out and kind of roam around and all together? Or did they have a word for that?
No.
just a pasture.
That's right.
Okay. now, folks around here raise cotton?
No, not too much here.
Okay.
Long time ago, they had oranges.
Yeah.
Raised oranges out here. I don't know, the weather seemed to change and you can't hardly raise an orange tree now, they freeze.
Yeah.
My grandfather, one of them, had a lot of oranges.
Weeds that might come up the kind of stuff that might come up in a crop, what do you call them? Or, you know, a certain type of crop, they come up in the rows of the crop, maybe?
Like when I'm with a little garden back here, you get this Johnson grass in there, man.
Yeah, something
like that. Call that a cocoa grass is as much growing underneath it is on top.
Yeah.
And you get old coffee weeds. Okay. It makes it call like a coffee bean. It makes. And you got to pretty well keep that cut.
Okay. Now, can you tell me what kind of fences you have, or used to have?
Well, I got a regular old field fence right now. On the front, about all going in the front. Regular old field wire, what I have.
What's field wire?
Field fence wire. Well, it's sort of like a stock. I used to put it.
Oh, yeah, huh?
You know, down the bottom, it gets small as you go down to the bottom. Then it works for small animals, a hog or something like that.
Yeah.
That's something can get out. And, having some goats back here about a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I raised some goats. Back, butcher them up once in a while.
I bet those things kept the grass down.
Yeah, they get all the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
A goat likes weeds. Now, sheep will eat
goat
grass.
Likes anything.
Yeah, he'd turn out a bunch of grass to go over there and give them these any kind of briars. They'll eat pine straw. They eat oak leaves.
You're a kid.
That's right. I've seen them, especially briars. Man, they love a briar. Old blackberry, you know how they grew up and full of thorns. I took and showed a fellow one time, he says, I don't believe it'd go leap down. I said, you won't? I said, let me go get me my cutters. There's so many thorns in a blackberry bush, you know. Well, you got a dewberry that lays on the ground. That's the first thing grows, you know. The first thing that's out when the berry season comes is dewberries.
Mm-hmm.
They're big old black and it's never sort of like on the ground.
Yeah.
And they don't have as and sticky, but a blackberry is thorns damn near like a rose bush.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut those, pull it out of that old jam, and I threw it over there, and that goat could get a hold to it. He just said, I did it all. I believe I didn't see it. I said, how in the world a goat don't get all cut up, but he eat every bit of it. Doesn't bother him. They'll turn grass down to go eat weeds.